This is Mark Levine, and this is On the Mark. I want to thank you folks for listening to my first podcast about untreated hearing loss, and I hope that information was able to help you help your hearing impaired loved one get the help they need. I did receive a request from a listener asking me to do a podcast on tinnitus. What is tinnitus? Tinnitus is the sound of ringing in the ears. It may also be described as buzzing, roaring, hissing, or clicking inside the head. The sounds may come and go, or they may be ongoing, and the sound may occur in one or both ears and vary in pitch. So what causes tinnitus? Tinnitus may be the result of a variety of causes, including damage to the nerve endings in the inner ear, stiffening of the bones in the middle ear, advancing age, exposure to loud sounds, allergies, high or low blood pressure, tumor, diabetes, thyroid problems, head or neck injury, reaction to certain medications, wax buildup, jaw misalignment, and certain medications. So, how is tinnitus diagnosed? The diagnosis of tinnitus includes a complete history and physical exam. Your healthcare provider may request an audiological evaluation. Depending upon the suspected cause of the tinnitus, other tests may be needed. So, how is it treated? Your healthcare provider will figure out the best treatment based on your age, your overall health and medical history, how sick you may be, how well you can handle specific medications, procedures, or therapies, how long the condition is expected to last, and your opinions and your preferences. Currently, there is no cure for tinnitus. However, experts suggest trying one of the following to find relief. Hearing aids. These may benefit some people with tinnitus who have hearing loss. In my experience with my patients with hearing aids, the hearing aids can also minimize the sound of the tinnitus. Cochlear implants. This option is for those people who have tinnitus along with severe hearing loss. And then there are maskers. These provide help for some people by making tinnitus less noticeable. The small electronic device creates a sound that may make the ringing or roaring seem softer. There are some medications that may ease the tinnitus by addressing a problem related to the condition. And these medications may also improve mood or sleep. Then there is tinnitus retraining therapy. This therapy uses a combination of counseling and maskers. Otolaryngologists and audiologists can help a person learn how to deal with the tinnitus. So what is the next steps? What are the next steps? There's also counseling. A person with tinnitus may benefit from counseling and a support group, which I think is really important because there are people who have a similar situation as you do who could help each, then those people can help each other. Relaxation. This may provide relief for some people as stress may also make tinnitus worse. Tinnitus also affects your quality of life, and your healthcare provider may be able to determine the underlying cause, which then can be treated. Working with your healthcare provider to determine strategies for reducing tinnitus. So what are the next steps? Before your visit to your physician, write down the questions you want to be answered. Bring someone with you to help you ask the questions and remember what your provider tells you. At the visit, write down the names of new medicines, treatments, or tests, and any new instructions your provider may give you. If you have a follow-up appointment, write down the date, the time, and the purpose of that visit, and know how you can contact your provider if you have questions. The information I've just given you is not only from my own experience as a hearing care provider, but also from Johns Hopkins University Otolaryngology Department. Thank you for listening to On the Mark. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, please contact me at onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, onthemark93@gmail.com. I especially am looking for other subjects to talk about. that you would like me to discuss here on the Mark. Well, this is your host, Mark Levine, thanking you again for listening to On the Mark.